Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1158. Visible translated text is as follows. 127 say anything about a cord around her neck, but said she had a frill of her petticoat around her neck. He mentioned he had paid her off the Saturday before. I don't know that he mentioned the name of the girl at all at that time. He said he had discharged Gant because he was not honest. I think he said Newt Lee was a good fellow because he knew about him. On Monday night over at Selig's, Mr. Frank was there and we had a conversation on the subject. He spoke of having a detective at the house in the morning, that the detectives thought that he had done it and how strange it was that they should say so. He didn't say that he suspected anybody. He seemed to be calm as usual that night. He never mentioned suspecting anybody of the crime. On Monday night, he said he had been suspected in the morning by the detectives. That night, he sat on the couch and patted his foot. That was the only indication of nervousness I saw. Mr. Frank did not have Mr. Erzenbach's raincoat on Saturday. It was in our house all day Saturday, and until my husband asked him Sunday if he would wear it. Mrs. A.E. Marcus, sworn for the defendant. I am a sister of Mrs. Leo Frank. I played cards Saturday night at Mrs. Selig's. Mr. Frank was there sitting out in the hall reading, and Mrs. Frank was going in and out of the room. Mr. Frank went to bed after 10 o'clock. I noticed nothing unusual about him. No bruises, marks, or signs. Cross-examination. He came in one time and told me something funny about a baseball joke. We were still playing when he went to bed. Mrs. M. Marcus, sworn for the defendant. I am no relation of Mr. or Mrs. Frank. I saw Mr. Frank at 8:30 or 8:45 in the evening on April 26th at Mrs. Selig's residence. We played cards there. Mr. Frank opened the door for us. He stayed in the hall reading. We played cards in the dining room. He went to bed between 10 and 10:30. He appeared as natural as usual. I left the house about 12 o'clock. Cross-examination. We had a game of cards every Saturday afternoon at somebody else's house. M.J. Goldstein, sworn for the defendant. I played cards Saturday night, April 26th, at Mrs. Selig's house. I got there about 8:15. We played in the dining room. Mr. Frank was sitting in the hall. There was nothing unusual about him. No nervousness or anxiety.